Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. Here we are coming towards the middle of February. From that standpoint, no football for some time. The Super Bowl is wrapped up. Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. But you know me, I'm not going to go into that today. I think as we look at things, there's plenty to talk about with the Buffalo Bills this offseason. And you know what, with so much of it too, I'm just happy that you're here with us at BuffaloRumblings.com, because we're really keeping the shows going for you each and every day throughout the offseason. Keep that content coming to you so you can follow the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, there's a short window of time, about 5 weeks until we get to the start of free agency. So with that, we'll be doing plenty to get you set. Should be more news coming, obviously, in the, you know, the upcoming weeks. What the Bills will do from a free agency standpoint with guys like Matt Milano, Darrell Williams, John Feliciano, Andre Roberts, Isaiah McKenzie, and so many others. So keep it locked to BuffaloRumblings.com as we've got that information for you there. Along those same lines, right, you talk about offseason coverage. We have picked up the pace with some of our pre-draft coverage. Each week I will have two articles that will come out. One is Mock Draft Monday, if you haven't seen that yet. It's a roundup of different mock drafts from around the country and basically bringing a collection of those mock drafts together so you can see what some of the experts out there are projecting for the Buffalo Bills. Always seems to be well-received and popular with us, and that opportunity to collect as many mock drafts as I can each and every week. The other series, Mocking the Bills, and with that, I will do a different series of mock drafts throughout the offseason leading up to the 2021 NFL Draft. And, you know, you go through with so much of this, fans are always going to have their own opinions, right? You can look at some and there will be people telling you that they love the mock. Others will tell you that it is not for them. And for me, that's the best part of mock draft season. Now, of course, leading up to free agency, it's a little bit more of a crapshoot than it actually normally would be, right? But with that standpoint, you really take a look at things and you get an idea of what prospects could be there for the Bills when they pick at number 30. In the first round. In the last edition, if you haven't seen it yet, I went with Najee Harris, the running back from Alabama, at pick number 30. A little bit of a lightning rod of conversation in the comments section. Of course, for those online, there are some that sit quite squarely in the, there's no way that you should be drafting a running back in the first round, and others that look at it and say the ability to add a dynamic playmaker in the backfield is exactly what the Bills need. So I have a lot of fun with it. I hope that you guys too, and certainly give it something to check out. Now, in this week's podcast, right before we get more into free agency talk, and certainly we'll dig a little deeper on some of the Bills' free agents, but also other free agents that are out there across the NFL. I think one thing when we talk about Bills fans, you know, there's so much that'll be like, well, if you cut this guy and this guy, you can free up this cap space. I re-aired the podcast that Greg Thompson from Cover One did with me to talk about different ways the team can get creative and doing some different things really to free up some cap space. That aired on Monday. So if you check it out, it's the Best of Buffalo Rumblings, and you can, you know, download that and kind of hear that breakdown. I'll have Greg on again before free agency. But my point is with all of this, it seems like so many fans, right? We take a look at things and there's that expectation of, oh, we've got to sneak by, or which bargain guys can we get, or who can we sign on a prove-it deal? Guys, the Buffalo Bills just finished 13-3. They went to the AFC Championship game. I have a real feeling that Buffalo can be a destination for players, right? The guys are going to want to come here, and it's going to be interesting to see what Brandon Bean and his staff can do to free up some cap space and what type of free agents out there would be interested in signing with the Buffalo Bills. But like I said, I'm going to get into that in future podcasts. I'm not doing a good job from that standpoint, but just really a brief topic tonight. And I wanted to go through the 2021 opponents for the Buffalo Bills. And I know this was solidified back at the end of the regular season, but you're getting ready for the playoffs. You've got high expectations for your team. You're not really thinking too much about those 2021 opponents. Now I'm starting to a little bit, right? And a lot of that conversation started knowing that the Bills are playing both of the teams in the Super Bowl coming up this season. There was conversation, would the Bills be a worthy opponent for that opening night kickoff game on NBC to start the season, traditionally a Thursday night football game? So that got me thinking just a little bit, who are the Bills playing in the 2021 season? And I thought I would go through it real quick because, I mean, there's so many teams that have question marks across the NFL, but I think when you look at the slate of teams that the Bills will be playing, there are a good number of question marks that are out there. And I think as we go through it, it'll just give you a little bit of an understanding, a little bit of an idea, right? So as you take a peek at this and you start to see what teams are doing this offseason, right? What they're doing in the draft, what they're doing in free agency, you know, you can really take a look at things because a lot of these teams might come up in, you know, in the conversation. So I think as you go through, it's something that y'all will appreciate. I certainly did, right? Because from this standpoint, as I was thinking about it, for me, it was like, oh man, this is something I need to maybe spend a little bit of time on as we go forward with things. So let's take a look first at the home games for the Buffalo Bills. I think that is a good place to start. And of course, you've got the three teams from the AFC East, which will be coming to Buffalo. And of course, the Bills will be going to play them on the road. And plenty of question marks, I think, as you look at these three teams, the New England Patriots. You know, it looks like they will be parting ways with Cam Newton at quarterback. Not too much of a surprise. But with that, for the Patriots, what are they going to do to address the quarterback position? Is it something they will look to do in the draft? Or is it something that maybe they will look to do via free agency or a trade? Of course, with that being said, the New York Jets could fall into a similar type category, although they have Sam Darnold as their starting quarterback. Robert Saleh, the new head coach, a lot of promise with him. Certainly, arguably the hottest name when it came to the coaching carousel out there, and he is the new head coach of the New York Jets. But is Sam Darnold going to be that starter for them, or are they going to use the number two pick to get someone like Justin Fields or Zach Wilson, or who knows, maybe trade back? Something certainly worth monitoring what happens with the New York Jets. I will say this as a note to anybody at the NFL that might be listening. It's nice that you always want to put the Jets versus the Bills in week one, what seems like every year. If you could maybe mix it up just a little bit this year, just to give it a little bit of a different feel, I think many Bills fans, certainly including myself, would appreciate that. The third AFC East team, the Miami Dolphins, plenty of speculation around them, right? If Tua Tagovailoa will remain their starting quarterback, if he could be traded to the Houston Texans, a lot of rumors out there. Right now, the Texans say they are standing pat. And why don't we transition to that part too? Because the Houston Texans are one of those teams that will be traveling to Buffalo this year. And it's a little bit of a recurring theme when you think about it. The New England Patriots, very likely to have a new starting quarterback. Same with the New York Jets, and a very good chance that that could be the same thing with the Houston Texans. Now, maybe it's Tua Tagovailoa. Maybe they end up doing something in the draft if they trade Deshaun Watson for picks. Or maybe they remain somewhat stubborn and keep Deshaun Watson, and he ends up sitting out for some time or ends up playing. But that is one of the more fascinating stories to follow this offseason and the Texans coming to Buffalo this year. Also traveling to Buffalo, the Carolina Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater was their quarterback this past year. A lot of rumors out there, though, that the Panthers are going to be aggressive when it comes to securing a new quarterback. Apparently, they offered their first-round draft pick and were certainly in the mix when it came time to working to get Matthew Stafford before he was traded to the Los Angeles Rams. So from this standpoint, right, there was even a rumor that they had offered a package that included the number 8 pick, the first round pick number 8 in the 2021 draft to get Matthew Stafford. Obviously, that did not happen, but they are certainly a team to watch. Are they going to be ultra aggressive in trying to get someone like Deshaun Watson? Are they going to look to secure someone like Carson Wentz? Are they going to try and move up to get something in the draft? Again, right, another team looking at things right now, right? The Texans, Panthers, Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets. The first five teams I've mentioned so far that would be coming to Buffalo as away opponents this season. They could all have new QBs, as does team number six, the Indianapolis Colts. They most certainly will. With the retirement of Phillip Rivers, from that standpoint, they are picking later in the first round, right as they had made the playoffs, being eliminated by the Buffalo Bills this year. And you look at the Colts, there has certainly been conversation that they will be in the market to trade for a quarterback and what that will look like and who they will be able to secure. So for them, right, again, you talk through so many of these pieces. The Colts, another team, right, that is going to have to make a change at quarterback. Who is that going to be for them? Certainly something worth monitoring from that standpoint. Right, really, right now, they have got pick 21 in the draft, a little bit of no man's land when you look at things as far as trying to draft a quarterback in the first round. And what is going to happen for the Colts from that standpoint, and who will be their starting quarterback in 2021? The last two seem to be a little bit more secure, and I say just a little bit, the Pittsburgh Steelers coming to Buffalo. I do like the rivalry that's growing between these two teams. I mean, certainly look at the fact that the Bills have won the last two games that they've played against the Steelers, right, both on Sunday Night Football. It makes it a little easier for me to like this rivalry, but from that standpoint, it does look like Ben Roethlisberger will be back for the 2021 season. Something to monitor if anything were to change there. But right so far, one out of seven opponents coming to Orchard Park that should have the same quarterback as their starter in 2021. And finally, the eighth team coming to Buffalo, the Atlanta Falcons. I fully expect Matt Ryan to be the starting quarterback for Atlanta in 2021. A lot of mock drafts out there, though, do have the team picking their starting QB of the future. Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, you know that I love the work that they do there. In his most recent mock, he had the Falcons taking Justin Fields, the quarterback from Ohio State, with the number four overall pick. So it could be one of those things where maybe Ryan starts the season, maybe the writing is on the wall, they go to the rookie later on, but they could certainly be in the market to draft a quarterback at this time and something worth monitoring again. Now, as you look at the opponents coming to Buffalo, you know, I'd say less question marks there, but not too many, right? Of course, you have the three AFC East teams and the Dolphins, Patriots, and the Jets. The Bills will be traveling to take on each of them. But then you go a step further. The Bills will be on the road to New Orleans, a fun road trip if road trips are in the cards and fans are in attendance throughout the NFL in the 2021 season. Drew Brees heading towards retirement, and the Bills, you know, from this standpoint, right, who will be the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints? From this standpoint, it certainly could be someone like Jameis Winston. You know, I think you take a look at something like that, and it's a situation worth monitoring what head coach Sean Payton is going to do, right, from this standpoint. I mean, maybe Taysom Hill. I'm not quite sure. If it were me, Jameis Winston might be that guy, or I would look to get aggressive in that market and find a new starting quarterback. Another team with a change at quarterback, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Of course, they will be drafting Trevor Lawrence, number one overall, barring some sort of huge shocker or trade or something along those lines that I don't think anyone would see coming. Urban Meyer, the new head coach for Jacksonville. Again, another team with a new quarterback that will be in place. And I say that, right, just because it's a new quarterback doesn't mean that the team will be bad or that the you know, because it's a rookie or any of those pieces. But when you look at the, you know, still a potential for no OTAs, what the offseason is going to look like for teams before things get back to normal, you know, teams that have consistency, I tend to think a little bit more positively of. And, you know, for the Jaguars, they still have room to grow, plenty of cap space, so they could be very aggressive this offseason. But let's see what happens for Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence, and the Jaguars in 2021. The other three road trips for the Bills, three teams went to the playoffs. And again, you look at this, there should be stability at their three quarterback positions. I mentioned before Kansas City and Tampa Bay. With that being said, right, I mean, those are games that you could certainly see being primetime offerings during the 2021 season. Maybe the Bills end up being the opponent for Tampa Bay on opening night. Again, the Super Bowl champ usually has that game wrapped up That remains to be seen. Personally, if I were betting, I would guess that the Bucks would play the New Orleans Saints or the Dallas Cowboys in that Thursday night football matchup, but you never know what would happen, and obviously would be thrilled to see if it was the Buffalo Bills. Kansas City Chiefs, you know, Patrick Mahomes coming back. Tampa Bay, Tom Brady's already said that he's coming back. And the final opponent, an away game for the Bills, but sometimes it feels a little bit more like a home game because there's a big presence of Bills fans down in Nashville, the Tennessee Titans, and their starting quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. 2 seasons ago when the Bills were down in Nashville, Bills fans really just took over the stadium back in 2019. So again, you took about some road trips that fans could make that really stand out, one that would certainly be there. So, you know, as you look at things, of course, I'm not making any win-loss projections or things like that. I'm just talking about some of the changes that these teams will be facing, right? So you look at it just to run through again. Of course, you have the Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets, both on the road and at home. Then when you look at things, home opponents, the Atlanta Falcons, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Indianapolis Colts, the Houston Texans, and the Carolina Panthers. On the road, some nice-looking road trips, right? If you want to go to see the play the New Orleans Saints, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tennessee Titans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, or the Kansas City Chiefs. So, you know, as we start to look at things, these are teams you certainly will want to be monitoring to see what happens with them this offseason. And, of course, with so many question marks around the quarterback position in New England with the Jets, the Houston Texans, the Indianapolis Colts, the Miami Dolphins, Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, and the New Orleans Saints. A lot of question marks at quarterback, and it's something that's going to be fun for us to monitor all season. It's always a lot of fun interacting with everyone here. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter at @AnthonMarino. Of course, you can reach me in the comments section at BuffaloRumblings.com. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks for all the feedback. I'll catch up with you all soon. And as always, go Bills.